This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Much better vibe today in here, I think. Don't you think? Even though you screamed at me earlier, but yeah, I feel like it's a much better vibe.
I've been called milk and water and non-spicy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It is.
That's
better
much
vibe
better.
Today.
Yes.
Much better.
We had the Ben song, our friend Ben. It's, and that made my day. I'll be singing that earworm for the rest, maybe, of my life. I think it's one of the catchier tunes that you'll ever hear. Very well done.
Now, if the Padres win today, do we have to play it every single day?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't have a problem with that.
You don't mess with a winning streak. Or a win.
A win. It's not a streak.
It's not a streak.
Get back to 500 today and move forward.
Yeah.
At least make it a pleasant trip to Atlanta to face the... Boy, the Braves have a good lineup. Oh, boy. And good pitching staff, too.
Yeah.
They're just a good team that the Padres have four games against coming up. But you got to get this one today and move on from there. As I said, you can't do anything about the ones you lost the last couple of days. Can only try to get this last one. And we'll talk about the matchup coming up. We'll play the Incorporator again if you missed it earlier. Lots to get to, but there are some spicy and interesting stories that we want to get to as well. And let's turn things over to Paulie for our Rindle Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a yeah? Oh, yeah.
All right. It's the Rindle Report brought to you by the Frozen Ropes Summer Baseball League. Woodsy's been telling you about it, as am I. The Frozen Ropes is now registering ballplayers age 6 through 12. Go to sandiegofrozenropes.com for more information. Gentlemen, we'll start off with some news coming down this morning. Now, yesterday we spent a segment trying to explain to Woodsy what Roku was, because is it official that MLB is partnering with them, or is it just reports?
No, it's official.
MLB,
yeah, Sunday morning Roku,
taking that Sunday morning Peacock game that we've had over the last couple of years and now moving it to the Roku channel. You can go back and listen to that segment if you need to. But Netflix is now making some waves with their announcement this morning that they will be the home of live NFL games on Christmas Day. Now, Christmas Day sporting events has always been the big day for basketball. It's kind of the unofficial opening day for the NBA season.
Oh, I love it.
And
every Christmas.
Was it last year or 2 years ago? Christmas fell on a Sunday, and the NFL said, well, sorry, now it's ours.
Sorry about it, dudes.
Well, Christmas falls on a Wednesday this year, and the NFL still says, nah, we're taking Christmas over for sports. Sorry, NBA. So there will be two games on Christmas morning or on Christmas Day this year, and if you want to watch them, you will be watching them live on Netflix.
Now, I'm assuming all the bye weeks are done by then, so do you have to play the previous Sunday and then on Wednesday, or do you play on Wednesday and then the following Sunday? Which week is that a part of? Is it the week, like, will it end with the Wednesday, or will that week start with the Wednesday in the NFL?
The NFL schedule drops tonight at 5 o'clock.
I guess we'll find out.
I'm curious
about that. But Wednesday night football, Christmas football, Woods is really just waiting for the MLB package on Christmas Day. It's Twins Tigers on Christmas Day. Why are you playing? The season is over.
I'm here for it.
You'd rather see that than an NBA quadruple header or an NFL doubleheader on Christmas.
Any day. Yeah. Marlins A's, I'm in.
Probably have to be somewhere in a dome on December 25th.
I'm all the way in. I don't know if I can do this year-round.
You need a break.
Baseball? Yeah.
Little break. Well, most of us have Netflix, so.
Yeah.
It's different than.
Even like, I have Netflix.
Peacock. Oh, I got to get Peacock. Paramount Plus. Oh, now I got to get that one. But Netflix, I think most people subscribe to, so you will at least get to watch it that way.
That one's not too absurd.
You can watch Baby Reindeer on there as well. It's excellent. Excellent.
All right. This one, I think, is a bit of a talker here. Real life. Deal or no deal for a sports gambler. All right, this story goes. This man, Wayne Shelton, he last year placed a $100 bet on a three-leg parlay. The parlay was the Texas Rangers to win the World Series, check. Kansas City Chiefs to win the Super Bowl, check.
Okay.
And he has the Oklahoma City Thunder to win the NBA Finals.
Number one seed in the West.
Wow. So as the playoffs began, they cruised through their first round, the Thunder did. He started getting some pressure because DraftKings, who's where he started the bet, where he placed the bet, they don't want to pay him out for that bet. If they were to win, if the Thunder win it all and he wins that bet, that $100 would turn into $1.7 million. So if you're DraftKings, you're going to make him an offer
$100
buy that ticket back. Yeah, it started with a $100 parlay. And he, in the second round of the NBA Finals or NBA playoffs, the Thunder won game one. And that offer that DraftKings made to him shot up even higher. Then they lost their next two, and he didn't know what to do because the value of that ticket started going down as they were potentially facing elimination. So he made a decision. He walked away. And let me pull it up here. I will let him explain it. I thought it was well thought out.
All right, guys. This is it. Last time. One hell of a ride. I got to go to a playoff game in OKC. And one of hell of an up and down here with the cash outs. Started 11,000, got all the way up to 100,000, dropped all the way back down to 30,000, and right now we're at 80. And I said last night, I said, if we win this game and they offer at least 80, I'm walking. Well, they're offering 80, and I don't think I can take any more. I want to keep going, but I'm a single dad, and the money would be wonderful.
Badass.
So I want you guys to see it happen.
And he's flipping around his camera. He's showing his computer. He's cashing out on DraftKings for $81,000.
Yes. Cash out, baby.
So he cashed it out. Yeah, absolutely. But he said if the Thunder, if they win and that offer goes up to 80, I got to take it. He was talking about, I was reading on TMZ, he was like, it was driving him nuts.
Oh, yeah, keep you up at
night.
Can
you even imagine? And so now the question is, would you have cashed out? Would you have let it ride?
Oh, I'm cashing out. I would have cashed out when it was at 100 grand. My goal would be if I spend 100.
After the game one win.
Yeah, $100, $100, and I can get six figures out of the deal, knowing I'm not going to bring home six figures, I'm cashing out, man.
Guy apparently knows enough about sports to put that wager together, but he doesn't know enough about gambling because I think he's an idiot for taking the $80,000.
Do you?
Now, I understand a bird in the hand is worth
one in the bush.
Two in the bush.
Oh, two in the bush.
It's a perspective thing. Those are out there. You may not get them, but there's more out there than the one that you have for sure. But in this case, I just did the math. He took 1/21st the payout of what he could have won.
Okay.
Which means, mathematically, if the Thunder win more than 1 out of 21 times the title, that's a bad deal for him to take. There's only 8 teams left in the NBA playoffs, right? So
if you played it forward,
if you played it forward 21 times, do you think the Thunder are going to win more than once? I think yes. Which means he's taking less than the value. Also,
yeah, they're not some Cinderella 8 seed or anything.
Also, he's just taking the whatever. It looks like AI-generated offer from DraftKings. Like, That's not the best offer you're going to get. There's a serious gambler out there, I think, who would have paid more than $80,000 for that ticket.
He talked about that. He cashed out with DraftKings where he placed the bet, but it said that he could have. Shelton's cash out was as high as $100,000 at one point, fell to $30,000 after OKC lost two games in a row against the Mavericks. And he was talking about how he could have sold it on the secondhand market. There are other websites where people will buy your active bet slip, and it was like well over $100,000.
You also could currently, too. Because you know, if you win, you get $1.7 million. But you can also place like $50,000 bets on the remaining other seven teams. What would that cost? So that would cost $350,000 to do that.
Oh, it says here he hedged his bets. He said after the Thunder game one of the series against the Mavs, Shelton placed hedge bets at multiple books for Dallas to advance in the playoffs past the Thunder. He got varying odds at each book, but he estimates that he placed $10,000 worth of bets to win around $14,000 if Dallas were to go on and win the series.
All right, so now he's trailing for the Mavs. He's 100% because he probably still has those bets out there. Right. Well, at least he hedged a little bit on that, but I don't know that I think I might have looked to cash out as well. I just think he could have done better mathematically.
I feel like you would have cashed out ASAP.
I might have cashed out, but I would have tried to get like the absolute maximum I could have gotten out of it. And I don't think mathematically you got anywhere near close to the best deal that was possible.
Sometimes shopping for the best deal is just not worth the headache. That's how I feel, at least.
I know, when you're at that levels of money, it's probably worth the headache. Even if you just got another $10,000, isn't it worth a couple of hours of work to get an extra $10,000 to get a better offer on that?
Well, like he said in that video, I'm a single dad. This money is going to be life-changing.
That's fine. That's fine.
Very happy for him.
That's fine.
That was a wild story.
Why do you hate single parents? I think that's problem? Really the gist of this, right? You know that Bad Boy Ben is like blowing up our chat right now, and people are saying what Bad Boy Ben does. But here's one. Bad Boy Ben always has two in the bush. Mm.
Anyways, my last story here. I just have a question for you guys.
Bad Boy Ben wipes back to front.
Is a taco a sandwich?
Don't do this, Paulie. We already did if the playoffs start today.
This is a real story.
What's next?
This is actually a real story, not a hypothetical.
This is a legal story.
Yes. So this man named Martin Quintana, he was trying to open up a taco store in a taco restaurant in a strip mall in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And there were some issues because the city limits what types of restaurants can be allowed in this area. And it says on the city code or whatever that if you open a place that sells, quote, made to order or Subway style sandwiches, you're good to go. So he sued, and he claimed that tacos and burritos are, in fact, sandwiches.
Burrito.
So they're okay too with a sandwich shop going in, but not a Mexican restaurant, is what
correct
they're saying.
And he's claiming now that tacos and burritos are sandwiches. He sued. It went to a Superior Court judge who on Monday ruled that, yes, those qualify as sandwiches. You can open your restaurant.
A taco is not a sandwich. I'm sorry.
It's a taco.
A torta.
A torta is a sandwich.
You could have sold tortas on your menu and said,
just a torta shop?
I have my sandwiches. We also have tacos on the side if you'd like them. But there's already a Mexican sandwich. It's called a torta. They're delicious. They're outstanding.
They're incredible.
They are delicious.
But they're not sandwiches. I mean, they are sandwiches. Tacos are not sandwiches.
Is a hot dog a pizza? I hate this topic.
The real issue here is don't go to Fort Wayne for your Mexican food.
Well, if you're in Fort Wayne, it's something you can't travel to San Diego every weekend. Mm. You got to do what you got to do.
I guess so.
Bad Boy Ben.
I'm skeptical of the Fort Wayne Mexican food quality.
Bad Boy Ben opening a restaurant called Torta Bell.
Tortas are delicious.
Let that man open his shop, as good juju says.
He's going to.
He's going to now.
Well, now it says there could be an appeal. If there is an appeal, another judge could say that they're not sandwiches. That's not a sandwich shop.
This could go all the way to the Supreme Court. Sure, they have nothing better on their docket.
Would you eat tacos in a hoagie?
Like all of the insides of a taco?
You know those little jack-in-the-box tacos? Would you place them in a hoagie and eat them? I would. Would that work?
It's very carby.
It's very carby indeed. By the way, those little that little box of tacos.
I have done the taquitos inside
ham and cheese in between two tortillas.
No question.
I have done taquitos inside a burrito before, and they get very carby, but you get a little crunch in there. And
that sounds amazing.
Yeah. See, they have those at a few of the taco shops in town. The taquito burrito.
Oh, yeah. Get that at Trujillo's by San Diego.
Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, Fort Wayne taco sandwiches. No bueno. We ate. Here's a good topic. What's the weirdest place you've ever eaten?
Probably where Ethan Salas is eating all the time right now.
What's the weirdest place you've ever eaten Mexican food?
Ooh,
I've had it in two foreign countries. I've had it in Paris, and I had it in London, and neither was good.
I've only had it in one foreign country, Mexico.
Mexico. Yeah, there you go.
And it was very good.
Very good.
London Mexican food left a lot to be desired.
Not spicy enough?
Not good at all.
They say London has the best Indian food in the world, even better than India. I don't know. All right, we'll come back. We're going to play the Incorporator again and take a look at today's must-win matchup.
Must-win.
The San Diego Padres.
100% must-win.
And we can tease it. There was another story that we had here that we pushed because we're going to have Adam Klugin at 9:35.
We need his commentary on a story as well. All coming up with Bennett Woods after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You guys heard about our discussion, hot mic on the camera we set up for Adam.
What were we talking about?
Tacos.
I know the taco in weird places. I saw Amsterdam talking about the white boy tacos of the ground beef and seasoning, which are delicious.
They're delicious.
Not authentic, real Mexican food.
They're not supposed to be.
No, they're not. But you can't. I don't think you can say.
Oh, was there an S-bomb in there? Did somebody say S?
That's fine. We're not
was
on
it
the
you?
Air. Wasn't me.
Oh, you sure?
I can promise you it wasn't me.
Andros says, I guess Woods is a whistler to pass the time. I don't remember whistling. Oh, we're going to get fired.
You get good stuff in the chat. I don't know. It's just like an added incentive that every once in a while, like Polly said, we plugged in a camera for Adam's going to join us in a second, and you got to remember to mute all the microphones.
Yeah, good way to get us fired for sure, guaranteed.
And we weren't talking bad about Adam.
That's true.
We would never do that.
We would never do that.
Never. Well, almost never. We'd never talk bad about Jesse Agler. He's always a good sport. He's been doing the Incorporator with us for, what, 5 years now? Since we started the Incorporator? I mean, it's been going on for a while. One of our longest running weekly bits during the baseball season. And yesterday, he got the word sprained from Woods. Sprained. The definition?
Otter dung.
An otter's dung.
Yeah.
And it took until the bottom of the ninth inning yesterday for Jesse to figure it out, but he did get it in. Here is yesterday's Incorporator with Jesse Agler.
To a scoreless inning with one walk Sunday against Texas. Here's the payoff pitch. Arai swings, rips it over the head of the first baseman Montero, but foul. Down the left field line.
Sawed his bat off.
Wow.
Get some new lumber.
Send that broken bat to the beaver dam. Just be careful not to step in any sprint.
Cut that off the end.
Be careful not to step in any sprint.
Get it on your shoes if you do that.
Jeffrey says, during the hot mic, I heard someone mutter, the Padres are not a terrible team. I am disgusted and appalled. I don't think that happened.
Not today, at
not
least.
Not today.
So today's series finale against the we're going to head out there after the game, by the way. Scheduled to talk to Dylan Cease, so I'd imagine you'll hear that conversation tomorrow on the program if all goes well. So it feels like for the terrible team that the Rockies are, even if they're hot right now, they've been terrible most of the season.
Yeah.
They keep rolling out guys who have like, oh, this guy has a 1-something ERA in the bullpen, and this guy has a 2-something ERA.
Throwing 98 and stuff, yeah.
Throwing hard. They don't seem like they're that bad, and they're going to do it again today. Austin Gomber is on the mound for the Rockies, and he has probably been their best starting pitcher, even better than Cal Quantrill, who's been their second best starting pitcher with a 3.66 ERA. Gomber, 3.43 ERA. Pitched well against the Padres at Coors Field, gave up just one run. However, he was outdueled by Dylan Cease in that game as the Padres won it 3-1. This time it'll be Michael King on the mound for the Padres. And you're just hoping that whatever he had against the Dodgers on Friday night, that there's still some of that change-up ride, some of that command that he displayed on that Friday night, still in reserve for Michael King today, because he was fantastic.
Unreal, man.
You just want him to stay locked in as long as possible. Whenever you get a pitcher who is throwing that well, now the goal is to how do you stay in that zone as long as possible? And it's sometimes just one start. Sometimes, like with Blake Snell, it may run for 3 months or more like he did last season. You've got Michael King in that zone. If you're Ruben Niebla, you are trying to keep him in the zone as long as possible now.
Gomber is another one. I mean, this is like the third starter in a row, Ben, basically, when you go look at what their year is and how lucky they've gotten. He's gotten incredibly lucky for a starting pitcher who starts games at Coors Field to have a 3.43 ERA in eight starts, but he's from 44.2 innings pitch.
How many starts can you get lucky? Like,
that's the thing.
Maybe he's just having a good year. I mean, his eight starts, if he's lucky,
Paulie,
eight starts.
His expected ERA is a full run higher than what his actual 3.43 ERA is.
Yeah, he only strikes out 6 per 9 innings, which isn't a lot. He's given up 8 home runs, which is the most on the Rockies. They've just been a lot of solo shots, so it's kept the ERA down.
It's like the James Paxton thing. I saw this great tweet yesterday that was talking about you know, new-ish analytics. And the guy, it was funny, he's like, look, this guy actually went to the head of Sabre, like Sabermetrics, sat down, he said, convince me, sell me on analytics. And he goes, and he couldn't do it. But here's a little glossary of terms for the more analytically challenged. So I read it, and he goes, by the way, you can keep telling me all you want about James Paxton having a terrible year. I'm going to point to his 4-0 record and his 3.35 ERA. The guy averages like 6 walks a start. He looked great against the Padres. I don't know how much that says about you. But again, you know, the BABIP luck, all of that stuff factors in. And Gomber's been another one that's gotten incredibly lucky. So is there much stock in that?
People said last season that Blake Snell was getting kind of lucky. His ERA was lower than, obviously, his expected ERA.
Because of all the walks.
Walking so many guys, and you're supposed to give up more runs when you do it. But he didn't.
He got
the job done.
Yeah.
And so far, Austin Gomber has been getting the job done. Now
that's it. Same with James Paxton and all that.
What the Sabre metrics will tell you is that he's due for a regression.
Right.
So now you find out, is he going to regress? Or like someone, you know, Blake Snell, he's not as good as Blake Snell, but if he doesn't regress, then he gets credit for what he's doing. If he's just, you know, getting a little bit lucky and all of a sudden he has three starts where he gives up five, six runs and is then his ERA kind of is now where it's supposed to be, that's what the numbers kind of tell you. But the numbers don't always predict what's going to happen in the future. They often do. That's why they're useful. But if they every time predicted what was going to happen, we wouldn't need to play the games.
That's exactly right.
We just plug the numbers in at the start of the season and see
who wins.
That's why
they play the games.
But you do have to play the games, and you're hoping, if you're the Padres, you can take advantage of some of the mistakes that he has made that other teams have not exploited.
And he's a guy, he's going to challenge you with a very, very mediocre fastball. I mean, his fastball, Benny, is lowest in baseball. He throws about 90 miles an hour, but he gets outs because he's got a good changeup, which he'll throw a quarter of the time. He'll throw his curveball 20% of the time, and it's a good one, and his slider almost 20% of the time. So it's a true four-pitch mix when you're walking up there. And again, there's a lot of guys with four or five pitches in their arsenal. Like, he throws his sinker 0.1% of the time. Yes, you have to be aware that it's there. But you need it. This is one of those guys. Four pitches, you have to go up and go, all right, I'm looking dead red for the 90-mile-an-hour heater. I got to be ready for the curve, the slider, or the changeup each time. So, you know, if they can get to him early, that's what you want to do. You got to get to this guy early. Don't let him get locked in a groove out there. And you got to salvage this win. I hate a salvage win, but a win is better than a sweep.
This hour on Bennett Woods is brought to you by Prize Picks. Join the biggest moments in sports with Prize Picks. Pick your players, pick your stats, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details. So I have been in the radio business for more than 25 years now. And I promise you, there are multiple people that I have worked with who have a dream that is now coming true for someone in our business. And we will talk with our boss, Adam Klug, who used to work with this person, when we come back with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So there was a story that came out yesterday that we may have, right here in our building, the most appropriate person to comment on this story from the sports world.
Other than, like, his boss.
I mean,
that's it.
Yeah, really.
Him.
He's got perspective. He's got personal knowledge of the subject. Like, perfect. And it's a fascinating story.
It really is.
To me, it is fascinating. We will tales and our special guest coming up right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Feels like the college basketball season's been over for a while, but the coaching carousel continues to churn. And last week, the Wyoming Cowboys hired Sundance Wicks to replace their head coach, stealing him away from Green Bay, which is another Division I college basketball program, which left Green Bay needing a coach. And yesterday when they announced who their new head coach was going to be, it turned heads across the sports spectrum because Green Bay announced that their new head basketball coach for their Division I program will be Doug Gottlieb, sports media personality, national radio host, Doug Gottlieb. And not only that, he's not leaving his national talk show, his daily show, to do this. He's going to do both at the same time. He's going to coach, and he's going to remain a member of the media. The the commentary is all going to continue. And the reason why we have such a great person to comment on this is that our boss, Adam Klug, our program director, brand manager here at 97.3 The Fan, not only can offer that perspective of would you want to employ someone who also has a full-time job,
coaching job,
as one of your hosts?
Thank you for throwing in coaching job, because I believe we're speaking to someone who has two full-time jobs.
I do, yes, but a coaching job.
And our afternoon host, Tony Gwynn Jr.
But you also,
Thank you very much,
you came out here to San Diego, you were Doug Gottlieb's producer, correct?
That's correct.
You know Doug well, and I saw you sent out a tweet of congratulations, and apparently you like Doug.
Apparently,
you're still a fan of Doug. I mean, it wasn't like a bad ending to the relationship or anything.
No, Doug and I are very close.
Okay. So did you know this was coming? Was this a surprise to you?
I didn't know this was coming in that, like, I don't know that when you interview for jobs, you're like publicizing it, but I know how much he's wanted to be a head coach in college basketball for a long time.
Has he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he interviewed for the Tulane job. He interviewed for the Oklahoma State job.
But he's never been a head coach in basketball.
He has never
before.
Been one. But, I mean, his brother is a basketball coach at the D1 level, an assistant coach, and his father was a head coach.
Greg Gottlieb was an assistant coach under Steve Fisher at San Diego State for many years.
Now, my dad sells commercial real estate. I can't go sell commercial real estate.
You could.
I guess I could.
I mean, basketball runs in his family. He was when he left Oklahoma State, he was 10th all-time in assists in college basketball history.
I saw him play in high school for his dad at Tustin High School when I was in high school back then. He was a pretty good player, obviously, and played college hoops himself. So he knows the game. I have no doubt about that. My big question, though, is can you really be a major... Like, there's a chance Green Bay could make it to the NCAA tournament, could make out a Cinderella run, and you're also the host of a successful national radio program at the same time. It almost feels like two hats that are impossible to wear at the same time.
I imagine there will be situations where he has to pre-tape segments or shows or just miss his show, which, I mean, I worked with him at ESPN and CBS, and there were times where he had to miss his show for other obligations. And, you know, it certainly calls into question priority and hierarchy of jobs and responsibilities.
I would never miss a show. For other engagements, I would.
How often do you hear, you know, people on Twitter or whatever say when you see on social media players out golfing or doing something? Well, he should be watching film or whatever. Like, hey, you know, Green Bay has a bad loss. Well, were the players ready? Well, if only Coach Gottlieb had a little bit more time, but he was hosting his afternoon.
Yeah,
golf
you
show,
open yourself up to
breaking down the Steelers Ravens matchup over the weekend.
So, what's the advantage, do you think, for Green Bay? Because they obviously could have hired, I'm sure there were plenty of people out there who wanted a head D1 head coaching job with experience, assistants who are ready to make the jump. And this is a bit of a rhetorical question, but what's the advantage of hiring Doug Gottlieb over everybody else?
I said this to somebody the other day. I mean, first and foremost, it's winning the press conference. This is a diet version of the University of Colorado hiring Deion Sanders, right? Like, Colorado football had been irrelevant for how long?
But he coached, though.
But, you know, that's why it's the diet version, right?
Okay,
like,
yeah.
Deion Sanders had success at a lower level as a coach, but nobody else was giving him a shot at the D1 level, and they did. Doug Gottlieb has been a coach of, like, the Maccabi teams in Israel. Obviously, he's a former... I mean, we see former players who have never coached. Steve Kerr had never coached, and the Warriors hired him. Mark Jackson had never coached, and the Knicks hired him. Like, we've seen that. He's got basketball in his blood. His father's a coach, brother's a coach, and he played... And Green Bay was all over social media. They won the press conference.
Yeah, it was a smart thing to do.
In the moment.
In the moment.
See if it works.
Yeah.
Now I do think Doug is talented and knows a lot about the game, and it could work. I don't know how much ultimate success you can have at Green Bay.
And you'd know him off the air more than on the air. On the air I've never really liked him. Scatterbrain.
Totally.
And
I would say that to his face too, by the way.
Like weird takes sometimes too, you know, and you do wonder, will that translate into the ability to coach?
He takes that contrarian approach to the next
level. Yeah, he does.
There's a couple interesting things that you guys commented on earlier as well. It's like, on the one hand, like, part of his job as a radio host is at times to be critical, and is he going to criticize, let's call it, Shaka Smart in Texas, right? Maybe Texas plays Green Bay, Texas smokes Green Bay, and then when Texas loses a regular season game or early in the tournament, Doug criticizes them, and then Shaka Smart's like, dude, we beat you by 40 points, and you're going to sit here and tell me, and you messed up your timeouts and your lineup rotations when we played you, and now you're going to criticize me in the national title game?
Yeah, like, it's tough, man. It puts your feet to the fire, right?
And then your other employer... Fox Sports Radio is like, where are your priorities? Did you watch the Alabama Georgia game on Saturday afternoon?
Or were you coaching?
Right. And if you're Green Bay, are you out recruiting? Are you watching film?
You're the boss. Do I actually have to watch these games that I talk about? Is that something
well,
that's
no.
Oh wow. I did not know that.
Let me give you a hypothetical.
You're a national radio host, it's different.
Let me give you a hypothetical, Adam, that I don't think is gonna happen, but it's not a total zero possibility. Let's say our friend Skip Schumacher, you know, he's leaving Miami clearly after this year. They've already pretty much bought him out. Gets another job and says, Woodsy, I want you on my staff. I want you as a bench coach. I love your attitude. Big fan of the show, which I know he is. Thanks, Skip,
for listening.
We appreciate that.
Love you so much.
And Woods goes, yes, but I want to keep doing the radio show.
No chance.
What would be your What would be your response to Woods both being a bench coach in Major League Baseball and also co-host of Ben and Woods?
Is there a difference between you hosting the sport, doing sports on the TV news at night and doing your morning show here?
I think there's
here?
A huge difference.
We do it with Tony Gwynn Jr., right?
This like would
he
be,
Tony
this would
Gwynn
be
misses shows and he travels with the team.
Yeah, but this would be even better, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. I mean, great insight.
By the way, unbelievable
insight.
I'm not keeping this job.
You're just leaving for skate.
It's the only job I would leave for. Yes.
Another thing is when you're a coach, like you're privy to a lot of information from meetings and stuff about he's going to be getting information on TV rights deals and NIL and the transfer, all the stuff. Is he allowed to talk about
that? That's interesting.
Talk
about if you were on the air, you would have to bite your tongue on a lot of things.
You absolutely would. You absolutely would.
And that would be a very hard thing, I would think, to do.
Not to mention his show is from 2 to 4 Central Time, I believe. You're telling me that there's not going to be a 5 or 6 o'clock basketball game? And it's like, hey, guys, I'll be at practice. Hold on. I got to finish up my take on
the
Cleveland Browns.
He's going to need some good assistance, clearly.
Jeter wants to know what job I'm leaving for. Skip Schumacher's bench coach. That's it. And it's a 0.000.
You would have been the guy getting ejected last night.
Correct.
Gladly. Skip.
Gladly. I would take a bullet for it.
He easily pointed to you and you would have just taken it.
I would have just worn it. Like, that's fine. I'll go to the clubhouse and watch a game, eat snacks and stuff. Yeah, 100%.
But no, I didn't see this coming yesterday, but I know that he's chased other college basketball jobs, including when I was his producer, and I wondered, how is this going to affect me?
Ooh, now
his producer, like, is going to... They're located, I think, up in Sherman Oaks in California, right? Like, they're... His producer's going to be in that studio, and his host is going to be in Milwaukee or Green Bay.
It's a nightmare. It's too much.
I don't know that it's sustainable long term, but it's interesting.
It is interesting.
Well, I mean, I play it out long term. If he does really well at Green Bay, there's going to be a bigger school that comes calling.
He's always wanted like a Power 5 job, but you can't get the Power 5 job without having success at a lower level, right? So, like, if this goes well and he gets a Power 5 job, at that point, I imagine he gives up the radio
show. I can see at Green Bay, you're probably not doing a lot of shows about Green Bay, Wisconsin college basketball. But if all of a sudden you're the coach at Purdue or somewhere, you can't really continue to talk something that's a major topic, the NCAA tournament, a Big Ten team. If you're the coach of a team, you can't be on the media at the same
time. But it's also weird. Like, I mean, other coaches have had weekly shows, but it's like a call-in show talking about Nick Saban is taking Alabama phone calls. Who cares what Nick Saban says about Ron Washington?
Yeah, those weekly shows, they're essentially just signature guests on their own show.
Exactly. And they have a host who interviews them, right? But like, this is Doug giving his thoughts on the Suicide Squeeze and on the Panthers and who the Chargers should take in the NFL draft. It's crazy. But all the meanwhile, they got a game coming up later that night in a couple hours against, UW Milwaukee or whoever it is. And it's like, it's going to be tough. I don't know that it works long term with both gigs at the same time.
Managing the Tier 1 adult baseball team and doing this job is hard enough in its own right. I can't even imagine doing, all right, I got to go, sorry, guy. I mean, there's no way you can't do both. I don't think you can. I think the radio will take second fiddle to a coaching job.
Of course
I mean,
it will.
And by the way,
which is a drag on everybody who
works for him and, well,
everybody at Fox Sports, like, that's their top priority.
Correct.
And they're having to sit there knowing it isn't Doug's top priority.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. I deal with it every day, as you know.
It sucks.
Let me check Ben's Twitter bio and see if he's changed it.
Adam, thank you for the perspective.
You're welcome. I wish Doug the best, though.
Well, I've got you on the spot and you're on the air, so you can't say no. I just got my 2024 All-Star Media Credential application. Would you like to send Ben and Woods to the All-Star game?
Where is it this year?
It's here in Dallas this year.
Oh, it's in Dallas?
Yeah.
Here in Dallas.
Yeah, we should go. Yeah. I think I'm
out of town.
It's
a local trip. Globe, we don't need a hotel or airfare, right?
Globe Life Park in Dallas. Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas.
Now, I do notice you do have on your Twitter bio, 10 new sports director first.
But it's they're both on there.
They're both on there.
You know what's interesting, by the way? You're putting me on the spot of, am I sending you? There have been times when we've discussed whether or not to send you, and you're like, we don't want to go.
Fair enough.
So even if I said, you guys want to go, you'd probably turn around and go,
that is
no,
fair.
We don't want
to
go.
This is the All-Star break, a chance to
just
take a couple days off from talking baseball. We don't want to go to the All-Star game.
Yeah, I think we'd have some fun.
I would like to experience Dallas with you, someone who has lived there, who knows Dallas, the ins and outs of Dallas.
I don't know that you would like Dallas with me, actually. Well, that wasn't a good guy at all. Like, not even in the slightest.
You were Bad Boy Woods?
Bad Boy Woods. BBW. Oh.
He just got a new nickname.
Old BBW.
I don't want that nickname. That's the worst nickname of all time. Come on. Oh, boy.
I'm Bad Boy Ben. You're BBW.
Fantastic. Look what I did. Stepped in a pile of otter dung. Thank you, Adam. Appreciate it.
All right.
God dang it.
Let's hope.
Everyone's calling me BBW now, for the love of God. I knew this. Stupid.
I think just for the sanity of the roundtable tomorrow,
That we just cancel it. How about that?
If they lose.
Ooh.
Adam!
No, he's going to, if the Padres lose, he's going to be so excited about the spiciness of the round table tomorrow that he's, that's what he says. Even more need for a round table if the Padres lose.
Such a turd.
So, we'll have tomorrow's show, and then we'll have another extra hour for the round table tomorrow. Either way, it'll be an off day tomorrow with the Padres headed to Atlanta for a four-game series against the Braves, and then three against the Reds. Pretty important road trip. For whatever reason, it's coming up. But first, it's the Colorado Rockies today, and we're going to be heading down to the ballpark post-haste. So we will talk to you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. That's it for us this hour on The Fan, brought to you by Express Employment Professionals. You ready for a new job? Let Express Employment Professionals help you. One connection for a summer job in a variety of industries. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com. For Paul, for Woods, I'm Ben. We'll talk to you tomorrow here on 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody. So there was a story that came out yesterday that we may have, right here in our building, the most appropriate person to comment on this story from the sports world.
Other than, like, his boss.
I mean...
That's it.
Yeah, really.
Him.
He's got perspective. He's got personal knowledge of the subject. Like, perfect. And it's a fascinating story.
It really is.
To me. It is fascinating. We will tales and our special guest coming up right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Feels like the college basketball season's been over for a while, but the coaching carousel continues to churn. And last week, the Wyoming Cowboys hired Sundance Wicks to replace their head coach, stealing him away from Green Bay, which is another Division I college basketball program, which left Green Bay needing a coach. And yesterday when they announced who their new head coach was going to be, it turned heads across the sports spectrum because Green Bay announced that their new head basketball coach for their Division I program will be Doug Gottlieb, sports media personality, national radio host, Doug Gottlieb. And not only that, he's not leaving his national talk show, his daily show, to do this. He's going to do both at the same time. He's going to coach, and he's going to remain a member of the media. The the commentary is all going to continue. And the reason why we have such a great person to comment on this is that our boss, Adam Klug, our program director, brand manager here at 97.3 The Fan, not only can offer that perspective of would you want to employ someone who also has a full-time job,
coaching job
as one of your hosts?
Thank you for throwing in coaching job, because I believe we're speaking to someone who has two full-time jobs.
I do, yes, but a coaching job.
And our afternoon host, Tony Gwynn Jr.
But you also,
Thank you very much.
You came out here to San Diego, you were Doug Gottlieb's producer, correct?
That's correct. You know
Doug well, and I saw you sent out a tweet of congratulations, and apparently you like Doug.
Apparently,
you are a fan of Doug. I mean, it wasn't like a bad ending to the relationship or anything.
No, Doug and I are very close.
Okay. So you did you know this was coming? Was this a surprise to you?
I didn't know this was coming in that, like, I don't know that when you interview for jobs, you're like publicizing it, but I know how much he's wanted to be a head coach in college basketball for a long time.
Has he?
Yeah. I mean, he interviewed for the Tulane job. He interviewed for the Oklahoma State job.
But he's never been a head coach in basketball.
He has never been one. But, I mean, his brother is a basketball coach at the D1 level, an assistant coach, and his father was a head coach.
Greg Gottlieb was an assistant coach under Steve Fisher at San Diego State for many years.
Now, my dad sells commercial real estate. I can't go sell commercial real estate.
You could.
I guess I could.
Basketball runs in his family. He was when he left... Oklahoma State. He was 10th all-time in assists in college basketball history.
I saw him play in high school for his dad at Tustin High School when I was in high school back then. He was a pretty good player, obviously, and played college hoops himself. So he knows the game. I have no doubt about that. My big question, though, is can you really be a major... Like, there's a chance Green Bay could make it to the NCAA tournament, right. could make out a right. Cinderella run, and you're also the host of a successful national radio program at the same time. It almost feels like two hats that are impossible to wear at the same time.
I imagine there will be situations where he has to pre-tape segments or shows or just miss his show, which, I mean, I worked with him at ESPN and CBS, and there were times where he had to miss his show for other obligations. And, you know, it certainly calls into question priority and hierarchy of jobs and responsibilities.
I would never miss a show. For other engagements, I would.
How often do you hear, you know, people on Twitter or whatever say when you see on social media players out golfing or doing something? Well, he should be watching film or whatever. Like, hey, you know, Green Bay has a bad loss. Well, were the players ready? Well, if only Coach Gottlieb had a little bit more time, but he was hosting his afternoon.
Yeah,
golf
you
show,
open yourself up to
breaking down the Steelers Ravens matchup right. over the weekend.
So, what's the advantage, do you think? For Green Bay, because they obviously could have hired. I'm sure there were plenty of people out there who wanted a D1 head coaching job with experience, assistants who are ready to make the jump. And this is a bit of a rhetorical question, but what's the advantage of hiring Doug Gottlieb over everybody else?
I said this to somebody the other day. I mean, first and foremost, it's winning the press conference. This is a diet version of the University of Colorado hiring Deion Sanders, right? Like, Colorado football had been irrelevant for how long?
But he coached, though.
But, you know, that's why it's the diet version, right?
Okay, like, yeah.
Deion Sanders had success at a lower level as a coach, but nobody else was giving him a shot at the D1 level, and they did. Doug Gottlieb has been a coach of, like, the Maccabi teams in Israel. Obviously, he's a former... I mean, we see former players who have never coached. Steve Kerr had never coached, and the Warriors hired him. Mark Jackson had never coached, and the Knicks hired him. Like, we've seen that. He's got basketball in his blood. His father's a coach, brother's a coach, and he played... And Green Bay was all over social media. They won the press conference.
Yeah, it was a smart thing to do.
In the moment.
In the moment.
Let's see if it works.
Yeah.
No, I do think Doug is talented and knows a lot about the game, and it could work. I don't know how much ultimate success you could have at Green Bay.
And you'd know him off the air more than on the air. On the air, I've never really liked him.
Scatterbrain.
Totally. And
I would say that to his face too, by the way.
Like weird takes sometimes too,
sure.
You know, and you do wonder, will that translate into the ability to coach?
He takes that contrarian approach to the next
level.
Yeah, he does.
There's a couple interesting things that you guys commented on earlier as well. It's like, on the one hand, like, part of his job as a radio host is at times to be critical, and is he gonna criticize, let's call it, Shaka Smart in Texas, right? Maybe Texas plays Green Bay, Texas smokes Green Bay, and then when Texas loses a regular season game or early in the tournament, Doug criticizes them, and then Shaka Smart's like, dude, we beat you by 40 points, and you're gonna sit here and tell them, and you messed up your timeouts and your lineup rotations when we played you, and now you're gonna criticize me in the national title game?
Yeah, like, it's tough, man. It puts your feet to the fire, right?
And then your other employer, Fox Sports Radio, is like, where are your priorities? Did you watch the Alabama Georgia game on Saturday afternoon?
Or were you coaching?
Right. And if you're Green Bay, are you out recruiting? Are you watching film?
You're the boss. Do I actually have to watch these games that I talk about? Is that something
well,
that?
No.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Let me give you a hypothetical.
National radio host is different.
Let me give you a hypothetical, Adam, that I don't think is going to happen, but it's not a total zero possibility. Let's say our friend Skip Schumacher, you know, he's leaving Miami clearly after this year. They've already pretty much bought him out. Gets another job and says, Woodsy, I want you on my staff. I want you as a bench coach. I love your attitude. Big fan of the show, which I know he is. Thanks, Skip,
for listening.
We appreciate that.
Love you so much.
And Woods goes, yes, but I want to keep doing the radio show.
No chance.
What would be your response to Woods both being a bench coach in Major League Baseball and also co-host of Ben and Woods?
Is there a difference between you hosting the sports on the TV news at night and doing your morning show?
I think there's
here?
A huge difference.
We do it with Tony Gwynn Jr., right?
This would be
misses shows and he travels with the team.
Yeah, but this would be even better, wouldn't it?
Great insight.
By the way, unbelievable insight.
I'm not keeping this job.
Sorry. You're just leaving for Skip.
I would leave for. Yes.
Another thing is when you're a coach, like you're privy to a lot of information from meetings and stuff about he's going to be getting information on TV rights deals and NIL and the transfer, all the stuff. Is he allowed to talk about
that? That's interesting. If you were on the air, you would have to bite your tongue on a lot of things.
You absolutely would. You absolutely would.
And that would be a very hard thing, I would think, to do.
Not to mention his show is from 2 to 4 Central Time, I believe. You're telling me that there's not going to be a 5 or 6 o'clock basketball game? And it's like, hey, guys, I'll be at practice. Hold on. I got to finish up my take on
the
Cleveland Browns.
He's going to need some good assistance, clearly.
Cheater wants to know what job I'm leaving for. Skip Schumacher's bench coach. That's it. And it's a 0.00.
You would have been the guy getting ejected last night.
Correct.
Gladly. Skip.
Gladly. I would take a bullet for
you. Easily pointed to you and you would have just taken it.
I would have just worn it. Like, that's fine. I'll go to the clubhouse and watch a game, eat snacks and stuff. Yeah, 100%.
But no, I didn't see this coming yesterday, but I know that he's chased other college basketball jobs, including when I was his producer, and I wondered, how is this going to affect me?
Now his
producer, like, is going to... They're located, I think, up in Sherman Oaks in California, right? Like, they're... His producer is going to be in that studio, and his host is going to be in Milwaukee or Green Bay, whatever. It's a nightmare.
It's too much.
I don't know that it's sustainable long term, but it's interesting.
It is interesting.
Well, I mean, I play it out long term. If he does really well at Green Bay, there's going to be a bigger school that comes calling.
He's always wanted like a Power 5 job, but you can't get the Power 5 job without having success at a lower level, right? So, like, if this goes well and he gets a Power 5 job, at that point, I imagine he gives up the radio show.
Yeah, I can see at Green Bay, you're probably not doing a lot of shows about Green Bay, Wisconsin college basketball. But if all of a sudden you're the coach at Purdue or somewhere, you can't really continue to talk something that's a major topic, the NCAA tournament, a Big Ten team. If you're the coach of a team, you can't be on the media at the same time.
But it's also weird. Like, I mean, other coaches have had weekly shows, but it's like a call-in show talking about Nick Saban has taken Alabama phone calls. Who cares what Nick Saban says about Ron Washington?
Yeah, those weekly shows, they're essentially just signature guests on their own show.
Exactly. And they have a host who interviews them, right? But like, this is Doug giving his thoughts on the Suicide Squeeze and on the Panthers and who the Chargers should take in the NFL draft. It's crazy. But all the meanwhile, they got a game coming up later that night in a couple hours against, you know, UW Milwaukee or whoever it is. And it's like, it's going to be tough. I don't know that it works long term with both gigs at the same time.
Managing the Tier 1 adult baseball team and doing this job is hard enough in its own right. I can't even imagine doing, all right, I got to go. Sorry, guy. I mean, there's no way you can't do both. I don't think you can. I think the radio will take second fiddle to a coaching job.
Of course
I mean,
it will.
And by the way,
which is a drag on everybody who
works for him. And, well,
everybody at Fox Sports, like, that's their top priority.
Correct.
And they're having to sit there knowing it isn't Doug's top priority.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. I deal with it every day, as you know.
It sucks.
Let me check Ben's Twitter bio and see if he's changed it.
Adam, thank you for the perspective.
You're welcome. I wish Doug the best, though.
Well, I've got you on the spot and you're on the air, so you can't say no. I just got my 2024 All-Star Media Credential application. Would you like to send Ben and Woods to the All-Star game?
Where is it this year?
It's here in Dallas this year.
Oh, it's in Dallas?
Yeah. Here in Dallas.
Yeah, we should go. Yeah. I think I'm out of
town. It's a local trip. We don't need a hotel or airfare, right?
Globe Life Park in Dallas. Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas.
Now, I do notice you do have on your Twitter bio, 10 new sports director first.
But they're both on there.
You know what's interesting, by the way? You're putting me on the spot of, am I sending you? There have been times when we've discussed whether or not to send you, and you're like, we don't want to go.
Fair enough.
So even if I said, yeah, well, look, you guys want to go, you'd probably turn around and go,
that is
no,
fair.
We don't want
to go. This is the All-Star break, a chance to
just a reset.
Take a couple days off from talking baseball. We don't want to go to the All-Star game.
Yeah, I think we'd have some fun.
I would like to experience Dallas with you, someone who has lived there, who knows Dallas, the ins and outs of Dallas.
I don't know that you would like Dallas with me, actually. Well, that wasn't a good guy at all. Like, not even in the slightest.
You were Bad Boy Woods?
Bad Boy Woods. BBW. Oh.
He just got a new nickname.
Oh, no. I don't.
Oh, BBW.
I don't want that nickname. That's the worst nickname of all time. Come on. Oh, boy.
I'm Bad Boy Ben. You're BBW.
BBW. Fantastic. Look what I did. Stepped in a pile of otter dung. Thank you, Adam. Appreciate it.
All right.
God dang it.
Let's hope.
Everyone's calling me BBW now, for the love of God. I knew this. Stupid.
I think just for the sanity of the roundtable tomorrow,
that we just cancel it. That we just cancel it. How about that?
If they lose,
ooh,
yeah, yeah.
Where's Adam? Adam.
No, he's gonna. If the Padres lose, he's gonna be so excited about the spiciness of the roundtable tomorrow that he's that. Yeah, that's what he says. Even more need for a roundtable if the Padres lose.
Such a turd.
Yeah, we'll have tomorrow's show, and then we'll have another extra hour for the roundtable tomorrow.
Oh, God.
Either way, it'll be an off day tomorrow with the Padres headed to Atlanta for a four-game series against the Braves, and then three against the Reds. Pretty important road trip for whatever reason it's coming up. But first, it's the Colorado Rockies today, and we're going to be heading down to the ballpark post-haste. So we will talk to you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., That's it for us this hour on The Fan, brought to you by Express Employment Professionals. You ready for a new job? Let Express Employment Professionals help you. One connection for a summer job in a variety of industries. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com. For Paul, for Woods, I'm Ben. We'll talk to you tomorrow here on 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.